I'm Keith Bear. I live in Fort Berthold Reservation. I kind of started life as a Sioux boy and ended up being raised biculturally. Sioux Mandan with my mother and my relatives here, emphasizing the Mandan Hidatsa part. And then in first grade, shortly before first grade, I was placed in my first foster home. And in 12 years of school, I lived in 14 non-Indian homes, not including the relatives I would spend time with during vacations and holidays, things like that, back here at home. So cultural diversity, I got a first-hand experience pretty much all of my life. I purchased my first flute through a trade with Sonny Tate Navacoya from Oklahoma. We worked in an oil field together in Cody, Wyoming area. And I watched him carving on a stick one day. And, you know, don't really interrupt people. You just kind of observe. And if they want to tell you, they'll tell you. You know. And so finally I seen it getting rounded and starting to be complete. So I thought it was a pipe. And then he said, "Oh, no." He said, this is a flute. And then he showed me the holes and popped the holes in there. And by the end of that evening, it was playing this, you know, kind of sour note. But it made a little whistle. The next morning when I came in into the Quonset, there was this beautiful, beautiful sound. And so, you know, I had seen flutes as a kid hanging on the walls or in bundles of our people up here, but they were medicine. We were told not to play with those things as children, you know. I finally got him to trade, but I carried it for 2 years and I would show it off. And finally I decided I wanted to change my life for my family, my kids, because, you know, I knew I had a drinking problem or drug problem then. And then I wanted to change, and I ended up in Flagstaff, Arizona. And then, so I went up on a cinder cone behind our house and stayed up there for 3 days and three nights. And brought myself down. The wind blew through the flute the first night and made it kind of real low tone. The second night, the leaves of the little brush that was there in the grass would kind of sway over those holes, and it sang a little bit. And that was kind of scary, you know. But I believe in the spirit, you know, so I thank them for being there and for comforting me with that song. And then when I did come down, it took me about maybe a week of making a lot of ugly noises on that thing. But then I got my first song. I learned that song and then kind of expanded on it a little bit, kind of improvised it a little bit, and started listening rather than trying to play the flute. And pretty soon it started to sing to me, and it was fascinating because my fingers would be moving, my mind would be thinking something else, and here's this beautiful music coming out of this thing. And I wonder, you know, where'd that song come from? Where did it go now? So even now, you know, I've come a long way since that time, and I've got 3 CDs out there that have done pretty good, and I got a couple in the can and one more in my head. And so, you know, it is pretty fascinating that these simple piece of wood has so much life, and it does so many things. You know, as long as you honor that spirit, you know, I think it'll take care of you. And it's been my healing process, you know. And it's really nice to have something culturally. I've been nominated for a Grammy and won a NAMI, and, you know, this is really, really humbling because, you know, I can't read music, and I've got to play and record with 9 symphonies around the country. Record with, you know, Grand Forks Symphony, St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, and the National Symphony out of Washington, D.C. last year here, my most recent. And that was awesome to stand with some of the best musicians in the world and have no idea what that piece of paper says in front of me as far as music, you know. And but I'll continue to encourage people to listen to the music, to be a part of the music, and just enjoy the music, you know, by making it or listening to it. You know, it's a healing thing for the player as well as the listener. It's a journeying thing in the mind and the heart for the player as well as the listener. So those flutes, they have a very beautiful spirit. We're the heartbeat and we're the breath for them. And the spirit of that flute and that song, that person, will come out as long as they believe, you know. It's amazing.